Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. You are listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and tonight myself and Mr. Jerry Thomas out of New York will be your co-hosts for the evening. What's up, Jerry?
How you feel, my brothers and sisters?
That's wonderful, wonderful. We are coming off the weekend for the Leadership Council of the International Black Summit. We had a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend. There was a prerequisite, which is the introductory course to the summit in Baltimore. And we had several shares, one in Baltimore, one in D.C. We were out in the community. It was really, really a beautiful thing. And for those of you who are new to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, we broadcast every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'd like to kind of take a moment to share with you a little bit about the International Black Summit and who we are. Basically, the International Black Summit is a gathering of people of Black African descent. We are from diverse backgrounds, various countries, different lifestyles, opinions, and definitely views. We come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the Declaration, and we explore questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the community and for the world. And we gather the first August and every year, the first weekend of August, and that event is called the Summit. This year in 2010, we're going to be stateside in Baltimore, Maryland. And if you've been listening to some of our previous shows, you know that last year we were in London, England. Prior to that, we were in Anguilla, the British West Indies. And if you are interested in coming to Baltimore, joining us in Baltimore, you can go to our website. And that website is www.blacksummit.org. Again, the website is www.blacksummit.org. You can also see on our website, there's a lot of information, all of our upcoming events. We also have a social network on the IBS workshop, which you can join by logging in. You can create a password and post your picture. Basically, the social network is your opportunity to tell us a little bit about who you are, what you're up to in the world, and also to find out what the Summit family is up to. You can make some friends. And the fabulous part is you can listen to past recordings of this show. There is a widget there on the homepage in the left-hand corner. And if you click on that widget at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Sunday, you can listen to the show live. But let's say you miss us on Sunday and you just want to go back and check out what we've been talking about, you can click on that widget and it will play for you the previous shows. So I invite you to check out the website. I also invite you to make plans to attend the 2010 event, the first weekend in Baltimore, Maryland. And we have participants from around the world, and most participants have found the summit event to be an empowering event, one that fosters personal breakthroughs. It creates energizing relationships, and it really promotes community transformation, which is what the summit is definitely, definitely about. The first summit gathering, because the summit actually was held before this event, but we actually gathered for the first time in 1991 in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was at this summit that the participants created a declaration statement. This declaration really embodies the spirit and the charge of the International Black Summit. So I'd like to take a moment and share with you the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power. self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. And this declaration statement was created at the first formal event in Atlanta on October the 7th in 1991, and it really continues to present itself today in this moment in me and our guests and all over the world. In addition to the declaration, each annual summit results in a specific question or declaration, and we as participants engage in that question throughout the year until the next annual summit event. This year, our declaration is, I am the source of my vision. I am the source of my vision. And tonight on our show, we are going back down memory lane, and we are really, really excited because the annual event is around the corner. I mean, we're a couple of months away, and what we'll be doing for the next few weeks, and we invite you to continue to join us each week between now and the summit, is we are going to revisit the questions of the International Black Summit that started in 1991 up through the 2010 declaration, I Am the Source of My Vision, and we really are seeing this reunion as this summit as a reunion because it's our 20th anniversary. So we are excited about that. And we, you know that song, people all over the world, join in, join the love train, love train. I'm not much of a singer. But anyway, it's going to be a love train in Baltimore, Maryland. And we're excited. We want people who did the summit from 1991 all the way up to 2010 to join us and to come back. And over the next couple of weeks, we're really going to be inviting people to call in and share about what their experience was like around the previous summits. I'm going to check in here with Brother Jerry, and also I want to check to see if Shakesha has had an opportunity to join us, who is also one of our hosts for this evening. So give me a moment here. Shakesha, are you there? Hello, Shakesha?
This is Perry.
This is Perry. Wonderful, Perry. How you doing?
Good.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm going to come back to you in one moment. So, Jerry, if you could for me, if you could let us know what the questions were, the location, the year for 1991 and also 1992.
Okay, the question of 1991, Atlanta, Georgia. Who am I in relationship to the black community? What is it to be black?
Wonderful. 1991, Atlanta, Georgia. Who am I in relationship to the black community? And what is it to be black? And 1992, Jerry?
What must I transform within myself in the order to transform the world?
Oh, I love that one. And where was that at?
Highland Park. I believe that's Michigan, USA.
Yes, it is. That's correct. 1992, Highland Park, Michigan. What must I transform within myself in order to transform the world? Well, we have lots of callers tonight, and I'm really, really excited about the show, so I'm going to allow our listeners an opportunity to share with us, and if you could, when you come on, share who you are, when was your first summit, if you recall what the question was that year, if you could share that. If not, Jerry can help refresh your year if you remember what year it was. And just share with us your experience of the summit. And we're going to start 256585. Who's there?
Joe Hampton's home from Atlanta.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe
Yes.
from Atlanta. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful. Can you share with our listeners? We're like really excited to have you on the show tonight, and
Yes.
are you going to be joining us in Baltimore?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there this year.
Awesome, awesome. So, what was your first summit, Joe?
Actually, I was there before the beginning,
Oh my
along
goodness.
with Reed Porter. We were in a course together in Houston at the time when they began to talk about that. So I was actually on the first call that we made in terms of beginning to pull the group together. And my wife at the time was in Chicago, and we had just got married. So many of the people that we talked to were already in the things like Perry and so forth around black awareness and black freedom. And so as I'm not sure how the process really went now, it's been so long. But we began to have meetings up in Chicago, and he said in Chicago. And out of that came the need for, we were actually on the phone about it first. Then we had a meeting in Chicago. But it got so large on the phone, we thought we better have a meeting again together. So that's when we came to Atlanta in 1991. And we met at the, what is now called Morris Brown on that campus for the first major meeting that we had. But the summit didn't start there. It started as a almost like a mysterious way of black people relating from the beginning. Like there was a lot of controversy as we met in our first meeting, on the phone even. And but at some point in those calls and in some point in those meetings, something would always transform that kept us working together. And so it got to be like at some point, this has been pretty much throughout all the summits, okay? That something transforms in that conversation that's totally unexpected, that our facilitators at some point really have to regroup, because at that point, it's like nobody knows where it's going to go in the next moment. So always, there's always been a very unpredictable result that has come out of every summit, which this looks like one of the conversations we're going to live out for the next year. But all that happens from us knowing ahead of time, there was no plan for how it was going to turn out. We just knew we were going to have a conversation with an intention that it make a difference for us, especially in terms of bringing more leadership into the community and everybody else that we set. So it's been like very rewarding to notice that something that started as a conversation between two ladies is now living on an international level. And where there's no concern about that the conversation won't stay alive. So it's in people in several continents now versus where we started on the telephone with Loma and Pat.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Well, one, I want to just take a moment to acknowledge you for being in that original group of people who had the vision to create the declaration and to gather to move the conversation forward. And I just wanted to ask you specifically if there was a specific unpredictable result in your life or a particular impact that the summit has had, for you.
Well, one of the things, by the way, one mystery is how we got this summit in the first place, is that we had had a meeting pretty much all day that first day, and it came out that we needed to come up with our purpose and things. So a group was selected, and they went to work that night. And they brought us back the what they had come up with. And what they came up with has not changed in one word in 20 years. It has been the same just the way it was since they wrote it. And that was the first miracle, to hear coming out of those people's mouths what the summary was. But there was no written document at that time to even give us any guidance on where we were going to go.
But right. And you're speaking about the declaration is what you're speaking
the
about.
Declaration the declaration itself was a miracle. And at that time, we began to get that this summary is something that's coming from way further out than just our own concerns. But it seemed that always had a spiritual nature to it. Like we were in some way being divinely led to do the things that we have been doing since then. And so it's like without any previous structure of anything I've seen like it, the summer has not only been steady in the results, but also it's been steady in terms of that revelation that seems to come out of every summer that was totally unpredictable in the first place. And so for me, it was like the first time I really felt the love and harmony. That's one big result that can come from when black people get together around a purpose that they that matters to them. Mm-hmm. And that was always, if there was any reason to go to the front, was just to be in the harmony that shows up in that room every time, let alone what results we get. Just, I've never been to say that I felt so at home among black people in particular. And the way that forward did me. There was just none of that stuff we normally I've seen in other places when sometimes black people get together. And so with that in mind, I always said I had a base to work from. Like I actually started working with the homeless in that same year, which I've also been doing that for years. And I know a lot of what this has been mostly with black men in particular. And I know the sound has given me the power to go into that conversation with them about transforming them from being homeless or non-employed, because many of the distinctions that we have created just naturally come out of my mouth when I'm talking to them.
Wow.
It's like I have a base of information I wouldn't have even had to work with this group if I hadn't done the summit.
Done the summit, wow. You know, you spoke about the harmony, and you also spoke about the continuity, that something that was declared 20 years ago hasn't changed. And I just wanted to share with you, we had a gentleman who came to the January Leadership Body meeting who said exactly the same thing that you said. Here it is 20 years later, that what one of the things that he, it was his first time coming into the summit space, and he was sharing that just the heart, the same exact thing that you said. He had never been in a space where there was such harmony in relating and relatedness, and it just felt like a safe, space to totally and completely be, you know, who he was authentically, you know, who he was as authentically as a person of color. And so I appreciate you sharing that. I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show. We air every Sunday evening. We're going to be having a reunion, and I'm so happy that that Joe Kent called in, one of our first pre-summit, you know, pre-annual event participants in the creation of this wonderful conversation tonight. And also we have quite a few other callers on the line, so I'm going to make a request. If you are just listening, you can go to our website, which is www.blacksummit.org, and click on the icon, which will allow you to also listen to the show and will free up some of our lines. I'd also like to share with you that the talk show would love to go premium, and we are having a fundraiser. Your financial contribution will support the IBS talk show going to the next level and becoming a premium subscriber on Blog Talk, which is the platform that we use. And what this premium status will allow us to do is have more control over the content and distribution of our live and previously recorded shows. But more importantly, premium status has significant impacts for you as our listeners. It will allow more of you to call in and listen to the show over a phone line, which people love to do. It'll also give you a choice of, you know, introducing you your comment or question off air. So let's say you don't want to talk on air, but you want to put a comment or question into the space, we would be able to do that off air. And it also would let listeners reach the host via Skype in addition to landline. So if you'd like to support our fundraiser drive and complete your pledge with your financial contribution, you can just send us an email and send that email to ibstalkshow@gmail.com. Again, that's ibstalkshow@gmail.com. We're also looking for volunteers to assist us in production and our marketing. So if you have an interest in that area as well, definitely give us a call. I'm going to go to our next caller. If you have a question or a comment, press 1 on your keypad. That lets me know that you'd like to share something with us this evening. And I'm going to go to Perry. Perry, are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome. How are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful.
Really good.
Wonderful. Well, we just came off a fabulous leadership weekend in Baltimore, Maryland, and we are really excited about the event that will be occurring the first weekend in August. So if you
mm-hmm.
could, you know, share with our listeners when your first summit was, if you recall the question that year and kind of how that impacted you and your summit experience, I'd love to hear it.
Well, similar to the previous caller, I was involved pre-summit. And I started on the telephone calls originating out of Chicago when we were trying to grapple with what were we going to do with this whole idea of transformation technology and how it relates to the Black community and what are the benefits to be gained and the unknown information about us as a community that we could discover. So my first summit was 1991 in Atlanta. I was one of four people that facilitated the first summit. I facilitated summits, I guess, for 16 or 17 years after that. And I was joined in that first group by Catherine Copper, Anthony Randolph, Robin Randolph, and then at the end of that first summit, J. Kenneth Young joined us as a facilitator at the end of the first summit. So your question to me was, what was it that I got out of the summit?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard to answer that question because I think there was no one thing that I got out of the summit. What I got, I guess, in a broader sense, is a new and valuable way to know who I am in the world that I create. Mm-hmm. And so since 1991, I've been living out of that discovery of who I am and the world that I create. So I would say that's the most valuable thing that I got out of the summit.
Mm-hmm. In 1992, there was that question, what must I transform within myself in order to transform the world? When you think about that particular question, what showed up for you?
Well, I think that in Highland Park, the thing that showed up for me in that summit was really completing the past. And when I say that, I mean completing everything that I had known or thought I was as a person of African descent. And what I recall, there was a process that we were going through. There was a brother there from Kenya, and he stood up at one point in the summit and said that there was a song that his ancestors would sing when their relatives were coming, you know, back home. And so he stood up and started to sing that song, and I think we had two or three Kenyan brothers in the, and sisters in the summit that year. And so when he started singing that song, there was kind of this mood that came over the summit. It was like we were swept up in something bigger than we were. And I remember being on the stage listening to him sing and having these images of the ships making the passage from Africa to America. And there were just these waves of ships, and there's this wave of pain and crying. And so at that particular moment, I completed the passage, my ancestral passage from Africa to the U.S., and it kind of freed me up at that moment. And so that, to me, was kind of the central, most impactful thing that came out of Highland Park. I think, now, I'll say that and say that in each summit, you know, you get what you get out of it. You know, so there's not one thing that one person gets. You come there and you put yourself in the conversation and you discover what there is to discover for you and what, you know, what spirit is saying and directing you to be. And so whatever it is you need to complete to move to the next level, there's opportunity for that to come up. Whatever it is that's been missing in your life, there's the opportunity to discover what's missing. And I think more importantly, there is the opportunity to really get a sense of what it is to be a human being and all the power that comes with that.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really interesting because you shared about the Kenyan brother and the sense of emotion and full imagery that he created for the space. And for our listeners, mm-hmm. you know, when I talk about the space, it's as Perry is describing, when we're in a room. You know, and we've been in rooms, hotel rooms, we've been in classrooms, we've been in, you know, all different types of spaces. But the space, it seems, every single year gets transformed by the experience of the participants. And, you know, hearing you share about this Kenyan brother taking us, you know, or taking you through the Middle Passage by, you know, him sharing himself and sharing the song is just, I would say, is a very unique thing about the summit, that the space actually transforms. So you're in the room, but you're also a lot of other places. You know, you have a full-blown experience that's bigger than the room and bigger than the people who are in the room.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the best ticket in town.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And in the 1991 summit, the question was, who am I in relationship to the Black community, and what is it to be Black?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just coming back from Baltimore, and since we've been, the leadership team has been engaging in, you know, what's available in Baltimore, because every place that we have been, we provide something for the community and the community provides something for the conversation. And so we are going to be at the Sojourner Truth, let me go to the homepage, the Sojourner Truth, I don't want to mispronounce the name of the location, but it's a school, and the school has it goes from like eighth grade to master's program. The school has a history that's very rich in terms of it's owned by African American people. They bought the school, I believe, for a dollar and have created really a legacy. It's a Sojourner Douglas College is the name of the school. And so this, and it's right in the middle of the community, and it's also, you know, walking distance from the hotel, about 5 minutes walk, or you can catch a cab, whichever. But this whole experience that's creating in terms of our relationship to the community of Baltimore, we had a conversation about it today that was really interesting in terms of, you know, there sometimes there's a, you know, we separate ourselves from the community or the communities that we're in. And one of the things in terms of my experience of the summit is we're always a part of, you know, we're a microcosm of what's going on in the world. So whatever gets discussed in the summit space is going on in the world somewhere. We have a caller at 773-221.
Yes, this is Kaumba from Chicago. And
hey,
Kaumba,
how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I attended the first summit, and also was one of the people calling me to enroll people to come. And it was funny because I couldn't really say what this was about. I said, we're going to make it up as we go along, but you have to be black. That's the main thing.
Uh-huh.
Then I got so crazy for a while. I was calling up centers, and I said, any black people around? So anyway, we spent a long time speaking about CP time and being black and all of this sort of thing. To me, it was just so much love in that room of black people coming together. And I was really full of pride because you had a variety of people. You had professional people there as well as people that weren't even employed, and people from all over the world. And it was just so great to be among our people in the unity and the love. It's like a big family reunion. The other thing is I was really excited in the shares. And as we went along, people like Kimani wanted the forum to be brought to Kenya. And he kept that conversation alive for 2 years until finally Landmark decided that they would take the forum to Africa. And so I was one of the people that assisted at the Kenya's first forum. And it was really so powerful and so great to see them, especially the young people, change their lives and become so transformed out of that. Then there was another sister named Catherine who stood up and shared that she knew that God had some plan for her, but she just didn't know what it was. And when she came back the next year to the summit, she said that she had moved, bought a house, and her and her daughter had been in it, I think, for about 6 months when she was called by the Clinton administration to be over the black colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also had prayer by different people. Kimani had the prayer in Kiswahili. And there were other ministers that were there that prayed. And it was a very moving spiritual session that we had. So I really have been happy to be a part of the summit. And, of course, as I get older, I haven't been able to attend all of them. But it's the greatest opportunity in the world for people to come to the International Black Summit.
Awesome. Thank you, Kulumba. I want to share with our listeners, Kulumba is now, with the transition of Bill Patterson, one of our elders. Probably our, I don't want to say you're our oldest elder. You know, Bill would sit back and let you take that credit when in actuality he was the he was the oldest elder.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was surprised to hear how old he was. I was right.
Yeah, exactly. But I really want to acknowledge you, Joe, Perry, who were, you know, in the pre-stage of the conversation and the contribution that you've been throughout the 20 years of our reunion. I'm really excited about, you know, people mm-hmm. coming back and joining us. And will you be able to make it to Baltimore?
I doubt it because this year I'm going to Egypt.
Awesome.
And I'm going to be celebrating my 80th birthday.
What?
Congratulations.
Congratulations, my sister.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
You don't even sound 80.
Well, if you looked at me, you could tell.
No, I would beg to differ. Jerry, if you saw her, she doesn't look 80 either.
Okay.
Especially if I get on the dance floor, right?
That's right. Kulumba is definitely a sassy lady. A sassy lady. Well, I so appreciate you joining us today and taking the time to share your experience of that first summit. We have another caller at 773-221. That's you, huh?
That's me. No. Yeah, that's me. 221-3904.
Okay. We have another caller at 850-590.
That's me, Lorraine.
Hello.
Hi.
Lorraine.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi.
I'm doing fabulous.
Lorraine, can you turn the volume down a little bit on your phone? Yes, please. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes. And Henrietta, also your mic is live as well. I think we just lost Lorraine, so she'll have to call back. But we also have another one of our hosts, I believe, on the line now, Miss Henrietta Bird, out of Chicago.
Hi, everyone.
Please, my sister.
So, boy, this is
a popular show. Look, I've been trying to get through for the last 35 minutes, okay?
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm going to take this opportunity again to ask people to really support us in going premium.
Yes.
We still need more lines. You just send us an email to ideastalkshow@gmail.com, and then we can send you the information and how you can support us in that process. I'd also like to take a moment for us just to invite you again to attend the International Black Summit in Baltimore, Maryland, the first weekend in August. You can go to our website at www.blacksummit.org, and you can register there, and you can also get all of the additional information about the show. So, Henrietta, before I bring you on, we have another caller at 404-249. I just want to check in to see if this is also another person who was pre our first summit or in the first and second summit for the International Black Summit.
Hi, Claire. It's Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Everybody.
Hi,
y'all.
Hey.
Wow. So we have a fabulous five.
Okay.
This is definitely an honor. I'm really, really excited. So, Catherine, if you're on, take a moment and share with our listeners about what your experience was of those days, the pre-summit days, the first, the second summit, and, you know, what's available for our listeners for the people who are thinking about coming to the annual event?
Well, let me look for a second. I would say that the whole unfoldment of the summit and all the meetings and all the gatherings that we had were truly a space of love and a space of listening and a space of listening for who we are and not just like a who Kat is, but what is humanity? Who is humanity? What is that? And really, what is our purpose here? And the summit was a conversation that clearly empowered me, and I'm sure many, many others, to inquire into that. Like, who am I in this world called humanity? And hey, I just want to say hey to everybody, and for anybody who's listening, it's an experience that I just welcome you into. I know there's value in the conversation. You will love people. It's a fun gathering as well as a gathering that makes a profound difference in people's lives and in the lives of the world. So that's it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, but you might want to take a moment to think about it. But if there was a summit moment that you most remember that you'd like to share, that would be awesome.
Well, I think the moment that's right there in this moment is the Sunday morning of the first summit when a group of remember how many people, it was probably about 25 people, who stayed up all night and who actually crafted the Declaration of the International Black Summit, given the conversation of the whole weekend that they had listened so profoundly that when they came in that morning and they read that document, I mean, I forget the lady from Chicago who read it. But I remember her being in tears, and she, as she was reading it, she was sharing all at the same time, saying, hey, we did not write this; something wrote this, and it was just a very profound, profound moment, and that's the one that really, really stands out for me.
Wow! Thank you so much for sharing that. That is beautiful. I wish I could.
Name was Pam Scott Johnson. Was the person who read it, Dr. Pam Scott Johnson. She was out of Chicago at that time. And I want to acknowledge all the other people. There were many, many people who actually crafted that document. And I just want to say thank you to all of you. Is Perry and Anthony and Robin and Kenny, are they on the call?
Perry is not currently. He was on earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he had an opportunity to share. Joe Hansen is on the call. Kaumba is on the call.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Henrietta, We're attempting to go to premium status so we can have more lines. At the moment, we're limited to the number of people who can be on at any given time. So,
okay. So I tried to get on several times. I got it. Okay. Well, that'll happen.
Yeah. So send us an email. at IBS, what's our website? Our email.
Like
IBS. IBS Talk Show at gmail.com. Thank you if you're interested in supporting us and going to premium status. And we really are seeing this summit as a reunion. The other thing that I want to mention to all of our listeners, one of the things that came up in the leadership meeting this weekend is we will have a commemorative brochure, and there is an opportunity for people to purchase an ad or to contribute to the history to go into the commemorative bulletin because we'll be doing 20 years. So the host team is a request that people who want to do an acknowledgement to the summit, acknowledgement to the Fabulous Five, you know, the founders, an acknowledgement to the people who wrote the Declaration, like to really have the book represent the rich history of the last 20 years, you know, just to contact, actually you can post a comment on the website and the host team will be able to pick it up. We're trying to get the word out to people to just share about their experience of the summit inside of this commemorative commemorative bulletin that's going to be done. And it's going to be about 40 pages, so there's lots of room for people to fully express themselves. But you can get further information about it on the website. Hopefully by in the next couple of days, there'll be a video on the website kind of talking about, you know, the space of the brochure where people can put their information. The website is www.blacksummit.org, and I just invite people to go there. Are you going to be joining us in Baltimore, Kat, this year? Will you be able to attend?
Yes, I will.
Awesome. We look forward to seeing you. Much love up.
Okay. Look forward to seeing everybody, really.
Yeah, okay. Awesome.
Definitely going to be a reunion this year, and we're looking forward to having a lot of fun, too. I'm not going to spoil the surprise of the opening ceremony weekend, but the opening ceremony for the summit is always a phenomenal event, and this year it's going to be close to spectacular.
Oh, great.
I am so, so jazzed.
Oh, great.
So jazzed about it. And the other thing that was really interesting, in the declaration, there's a tree. And I was wondering if any of the original people knew the source of or the story behind the tree. That is the image on the website, and it's also on the image on our brochure that's associated with the Declaration. Does anyone on the show know?
I don't remember. I don't.
Yeah. The source of that tree.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Joe?
It was just one of those other moments of something creative happened. Nobody ever questioned when we did that. It just showed up as the art of what we expressed what we were doing. And I don't know who really, but it's never been questioned since it came up. So it's just another moment of creativity that happened that came from somewhere. So we don't necessarily know where, but it wasn't any big discussion about it. But I didn't know it either.
Gotcha. And I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Kat. In your 20 years in the summit, is there a particular summit moment that stands out the most for you?
Yeah, one of them, and I'm not even sure which of the first summit it was when there was a breakthrough between men and women, black men and black women. And so somewhere in it, that was just spontaneous, after one of the fellows shared, so that's just spontaneous. Everybody got up in the room to give him a hug. All the men ran to him. You know. And after that, all the women came and hugged all of us. We were totally surrounded by everybody in the room. And something was healing between male and female at that moment. And I think, to me, that was a significant shift in the conversation. So earlier, there had been a lot of conflict about black men and black women in the earlier conversation. And so something got healed. I think that was must have been in Highland Park.
It was Highland Park.
Yeah. So anyway, to me, that was the whole idea that we were kings and queens came out of that conversation. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the ones I never will forget, the love that showed up in the room that happened after that. And so that, to me, still stands out. Like, no matter what else, that one stands out.
That's your son in moment. Wow. So
Clara?
Yeah.
Clara?
Yes.
Kenny Young just called me and said, would you please turn on the chat room?
Oh,
so he can...
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, done. Cool. Kuwumba, is there a summit moment that stands out for you in your 20 years of experience, like the one summit moment that really just keeps resonating for you?
Gee, it's hard to say. I've just always been so excited just being there with black people. And each time things have opened up in my life, you know, and I said, well, I know this must be the summit to have this happen. And it just gives you the strength to go on. You know, after you attend a summit, I was working then, so, you know, you go through crazy things at work, but I would always have my declaration there where I could look at it and smile and just know that everything was going to turn out all right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that that experience as well. I think Joe was saying earlier that he uses in conversation all the time the different tools and different things that he's experienced over the years, and I find myself doing that as well, just sharing with people out of my summit experience, you know,
mm-hmm.
what has shifted and really transformed in my life. So it is definitely a phenomenal space. I would, again, invite our listeners to go to our website, www.blacksummit.org, where you can get information about the annual event, which will be the first weekend in August. In addition to that, we, as I shared earlier, we had several summit shares, one in Washington, D.C., one in Baltimore, and a prerequisite this weekend in Baltimore. We will also be having a share in California for people who are on the West Coast. That is scheduled for June the 20th. For people who are in the Chicago area, Henrietta, what's the date on the share for Chicago? You have us on mute? Okay, she'll probably come back to us in a minute. And also, there's an event that's percolating. Say again.
Excuse me, I had you on mute. The prerequisite is July 10th. I don't have a date for the share.
So July 10th and Chicago,
July 10th.
Uh-huh. That will be a prerequisite as well. And basically the prerequisite is we're actually renaming it
Vision Works.
Yeah,
Vision Works, yeah.
Yeah, Vision Works, an introduction to the conversation of the summit. And it's kind of the space to get you prepared to be in the room and to get in touch with what your authentic conversation is with yourself, such that you can hear your vision and what your contribution is for yourself, for your community, and for the world. So we're really excited about getting ready. We have next week, for those of you who could not get in, please call back in next week, Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be moving up the calendar to 91. I can't count.
91 and 92. 91 and 92.
Thank you. Yeah, 92 and 93. We'll be talking about the questions from those years and having them. Other previous summit participants share their summit moments and their experience of the summit. I'm really kind of excited about that. Jerry, do you want to share about the oxygen room?
Oh, yeah, we do have an oxygen room from 9 o'clock to 9:30, and the number is 218-862-6420, 797-4834. I will say it again. 218 862-6420. Access code 797-4834. Continue the conversation.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So it's really, really been a pleasure. We have about 4 minutes left in the show, and I just would like to invite anyone else who has a comment to share. And in commemoration to the first and the pre-summit event, I'd like to close the show this evening with the declaration, so if we can leave at least a minute to be able to do that, that would be awesome. Henrietta, did you have a final comment before we take it out?
Just looking forward to the countdown. Every week we'll be doing this every week. So from now until Baltimore, you know, tune in and listen. And, you know, this has been a wonderful show. But just tune in and listen to us and just get ready. Get ready to join us in Baltimore. It's something that will change your life. Absolutely change your life. And wait, if I could just take a second, one of my best summit moments was with Kat. The Kat who spoke just a moment ago. And I was trying to figure out, I was asking her, it was my first one, we were in Jamaica, and I was like, how did you get these kind of people? How'd you get all these people together who are like mind, you know, of like mind? It was like, how'd you meet all these different people?
Excuse me.
And she said, you answered a call. She said, you answered the call. The call went out, you answered the call. And that blew me away. You know, that just blew me away because it was like all of these people who were just like on one accord, you know. So anyway, but just join us. Join us in Baltimore.
Awesome. Jerry, a final comment from you?
Well, I guess I'm just a rookie after August, because this is going to be my first summit. This is going to be my first prerequisite. And sometimes you can say to yourself, you're getting ready, but when that time comes, I think I'll be like a baby, just be crying, because finally, I'll be around black African descent of around the world. And I consider myself officially that I'm going to be in the conversation.
Well, my brother, you are already in the conversation. And you're already in the family.
Already. Okay.
Oh,
and he showed up ready.
All you have to do is be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And with that, I just want to thank everyone who listened in to the show today, who called in with contributions and comments. We so appreciate and love you. We look forward to seeing you at the event August 5th through the 8th in Baltimore, Maryland. You can go to our website at www.blacksummit.org to register. And this show, we are going to end it with the declaration. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities
whole and complete.
There is
nothing
to
do
except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Thank you all. Have a fabulous night. If you have an opportunity, join us in the oxygen room.